You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, it's crazy when you push the button, it goes on, and when you push the button, it goes off.
You'd think I'd know that this many years into it.
You know, you've done this once or twice.
Yeah.
Hey, if you haven't been paying attention, it looks like right now they're saying Trump is going to beat Haley by about 11 points. So he wins. We kind of knew that. She said she's going to fight on to South Carolina because she came in second. It's only two, but whatever. You know, good for you. So The soap opera continues. I'm still just cracking up about the whole Missouri Senate thing. I should cry, but because that's our legislature. But we'll worry about that a little bit later on. Hey, I want to introduce you to a lady who I've gotten to know over the years out in St. Charles County. And you run into those people from time to time that you go, wow, these are just, you're a super nice person. And Mary Williams definitely qualifies as one of those people who everybody meets them and they have wonderful things to say about her. And there's a reason for that. Mary, I appreciate you joining us tonight on At Your Service on KMOX.
Thanks, Mike, so much. And thanks for those kind words.
By all means. So I know people around the community know you as the Alzheimer Association person. So you were definitely involved in that. But you're the senior walk manager. And I believe you were saying this is one of the largest walks in the state of Missouri that happens out in St. Charles County, right?
Yep. It's the second largest one in the state of Missouri up against St. Louis.
Wow. So you get all kinds of folks who are part of that walk on a regular basis. I know there's lots and lots of groups that are a part of that. I'm going to talk with Ralph Zook here in just a little bit, who's doing a ride for Rotary. But Rotary has teamed up, and they're a big part of the Alzheimer's Association, aren't they?
They are. They're one of our national teams, and we're honored to have them. So
normally when someone is associated with a group like Alzheimer's Association, they're passionate about it, it's because they have a personal connection to it. So I'm going to guess that you have a personal connection that ties you to the Alzheimer's Association.
I do. I do have a personal connection, which is my grandmother. So we called her Grams, and I actually moved here in 1993. She was diagnosed before that, and my sister was her caregiver. But after 1993, the effects of Alzheimer's signs were showing, where my sister noticed that she wasn't showering anymore. No, there was no bathing. She always wanted to go outside to find the outhouse. And she would talk about her mom. But one moment for me when I knew, and I promised my sister I would try to make a difference, was when I flew in one year. And we went to the nursing home because my sister finally had to put her in one. And she looked at me and she smiled and she took her finger and asked me to come closer. And she said, "That lady over there comes every day and I don't know who she is."
Wow.
And that was my sister. And as the tears rolled down her face, I knew that I had to do something. Since 2014, I started volunteering with the association. Before that, I used to just get information for them and share them with all my clients. I did private duty staffing nursing homes and hospitals, so kind of got that connection. But in 2014, I started with the walk here in St. Charles County.
So over the time that you've been associated with the Alzheimer's Association, what are the changes that you're seeing?
Well, the changes, you know, there are some new drugs out, not a cure, so we're not a cure, but ones that can, in the first stages, so early diagnosis is important. So if somebody thinks that they have it, they just need to talk to their doctor for some early diagnosis or call our 800 number, which can always help them out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm just going to say that really quick so everybody gets that. So it's 800-272-3900.
Say that one more time.
800-272-3900. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 17 languages.
Wow.
Anyone can call this number and get assistance. And what are their next steps? And maybe just talk about it. Maybe you don't, but you know, you're living with somebody who may, and you're just not sure, but these are masters in social work. They can answer all these questions and they can get you help in the area that you're in. So, and it takes, when I first started, it would take 2 years before somebody would call this number. And we're just trying to get that out there. Don't take that long. Just call. It's free.
So what's the biggest thing that you see holding people back from getting involved? Because I know you talk to people who you bring them along little by little, like they may get a little excited and then they start getting more excited. And then before long, they get into the walk and then they have a team that gets into the walk. Tell me a little bit about that journey.
They do. I think at first people don't realize the devastation that people go through, like caregivers, and what it takes on a family for that to happen. I get called by a lot of people in the neighborhood or in our community, really, and I kind of just talk them through what they're going through, how they could get more involved, and how, for one day only, they won't feel alone, and that's the day of the walk in St. Charles. So people join my committee, as you know. You've quite a few of them yourself, Mike, and you helped out during COVID with us. They join, and then they just feel that moment, and they see everyone there, and they see all the flowers that we have and what people are holding those flowers for, and they really is a day they don't feel alone. And we have support groups around St. Charles, too, for anybody who needs help.
It's such a fun day when everybody gets together and everybody's wearing the T-shirts and you see the flowers, and it's great and sad all at the same time when you realize how many people Alzheimer's has touched. And it's really kind of overwhelming when you see everybody together. And the first time I saw that was when you did the walk and everybody was together at St. Louis Community College and they all held up their flowers when you would talk about different stages or different people who have been involved. And it's really a moving type of experience. So if somebody wants to get involved in the walk this year, what's the best way for them to find out more information and to maybe join themselves or even better put a team together?
Well, they can go to alz.org/SCC walk, and that'll take them to the walk webpage, or they can always give me a call at 314-280-1617, and I can help walk them through it. But if they just go to that page, they'll can sign up a team, they can help sponsor, or they can volunteer for the committee or volunteer for the day of. So there's lots of different opportunities to get involved.
It is a fun
depending
time.
Depending on how much time. It is a fun time.
It is
we
a fun
We do have
time.
A lot of fun.
I highly encourage people to do it.
It's a family fun day.
It is.
Family
you can get everybody
day.
Out there, and it you can have the kids with you. You can have your parents with you. I mean, you get a little bit everybody to come out and just be a part of the day.
It is, and it's all handicap accessible. So we have, parking for them. We've got, so we just make it so that everybody can feel comfortable. So our sponsors bring out, we've got coffee, Kona ice, face painting. We've got hot dogs. Who doesn't want a hot dog at 8:30 in the morning, right?
It's never a bad time to have a hot dog. Come on, take me out to the ball game. It's great.
But it is. It is a day that... it's very precious and priceless for me. I just want to make sure that everybody knows they're not alone. So,
well, Mary Williams, we appreciate you taking the time. We appreciate everything you do in our community to make a difference for so many. And thanks for spending some time on At Your Service on KMOX.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
That is Mary Williams. It's a great organization, and I hope you have an opportunity to get involved with that. Rolling from one organization to another, an organization that I've been a part of, this is my 22nd year to be a member of Rotary, and you get to meet some amazing people. Ralph Zook is a guy I want to introduce you to on the other side. He has a really unique way of raising money to eradicate polio, which is a cause that Rotary took up back in 1985. We'll talk more about that, and I'll introduce you to Ralph on the other side. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for hanging out on this rainy, dreary evening. But it's nice and warm on the radio, especially here at News Talk 1120 KMOX.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is at your service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Thank you so much for spending some time and hanging out with us tonight. It's always fun to introduce you to interesting people. And there's a guy that I've gotten to know over the past few years who I think qualifies as probably one of the most interesting people that I know. And he's joining us tonight on News Talk 1120 KMOX. Would you please welcome Ralph Zook to the radio? Ralph, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great tonight, Mike. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time and hanging out with us tonight. So how long have you been in Rotary now?
Just over 15 years.
So 15 years. So Ralph is on his way to becoming the district governor for District 6060 of Rotary. And we've gotten the opportunity to get to know each other a little bit. But one of the passions that and one of the causes that Rotary has taken up that they did a number of years ago is to end polio on the face of the earth. And a lot of people may say, polio? Really? Hasn't that been gone for a really long time? But believe it or not, when Rotary took up this case in the mid-80s, there were 1,200 new cases of polio a day that were happening across the face of the earth. And now, Ralph, we're down to how many cases were you telling me this weekend?
Last year, we had a total of 12 cases, excuse me, on the Afghan-Pakistan border, and that is down from, I believe, 30 the year before. So we're heading in the right direction.
And I think you said four of those 12 were actually in the same village.
Yeah, one village, which is, you know, just rough for that village, but great for trying to get rid of it because you've got clusters, small clusters. It makes it a lot easier.
It's kind of good news, bad news, right? So it's yeah. Really bad if you live in that village. But for the cause itself, it shows that we're right there. So Rotary has a campaign where people hold their fingers close together and say, we are that close. And we literally are that close to eradicating this horrible disease from the face of the earth. But you have taken up a unique way to call attention to Rotary's quest to end polio now. Tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing and what got you started in doing this.
Well, we'll start with what got me started. So about 6 years ago, I was noticing that the numbers had been coming down ever since I joined Rotary. It used to be that we would say it was pain, which was Pakistan, Afghanistan, India, and Nigeria. And I noticed at that point that India had actually become polio-free, and we were getting really close. But I felt like that there was sort of a lagging. After 40 years of this campaign, it seemed like people were starting to lose that momentum. And so I decided it was time to try to give it a little boost in the arm and get it back on the forefront and let people know that, you know, this is still here. Until it's gone, it's not gone. We have to get to zero. We have to get to zero for 3 years before we can say that we have eradicated it. And so at that time, I was getting ready to be a president of the Fairview Heights Rotary Club. And as president, you usually take a cause. And so the president before me was saying, well, what's going to be your cause? And I said, well, you know, let's make it polio. And she goes, well, what are you going to do? And I realized that the international conference that year was in where was that this year?
Toronto or Houston?
Toronto. And without really looking at a map, I said, well, you know, how about I ride my bike to Toronto? And she kind of laughed and she said, okay, but what's going to be your hook? And I said, well, I'm going to do it pulling a Barca Lounger rickshaw. So for those who are not familiar, a Barca Lounger is sort of the precursor to a Lazy Boy chair. So it's like a lounge chair on wheels. lucky for me that there's no mountains between here and Toronto. this rig weighs 115 pounds.
Oh, and I didn't realize it was that heavy.
Oh, yeah, it's quite heavy. So I got very lucky on the ride to Toronto, and that it really is, by and large, fairly flat. I think there were like three hills, and I remember them very well. Because hills are not friendly to this ride.
I can only imagine.
It's rough. So now most of the time when I'm riding with it, the rickshaw is empty. But whenever you stop along the way, either for rehydrating or just trying to figure out our map, people start to look and they see this contraption, and they, as soon as they make eye contact, I'm like, you want to know about this, don't you? And they always want to. And so we give lots and lots of rides along the way. And it's usually just around the parking lot, and it's about 30 seconds, and it's just enough time for me to give them a quick talk about rotary and polio and rotary's role in eradicating polio. They're a captive audience. Once they're in that chair, you can't get out until I stop. It's impossible. But most people don't want to get out because it's that comfortable. So that's what started it all. And the ride to Toronto was very successful. We raised $72,000. And so a few years later, I saw that it was in Houston. And so I said, well, let's dust off the chair. We'll start training again. And we went for Houston last year. Which was actually a good bit tougher because nobody told me that. Mississippi actually has a lot of hills.
You would think it's flat, but not so much.
I always thought it was flat until you ride it on a bike, and then you discover, no, it's not flat at all.
And I bet your version of hills changes the older that you get.
Yes, it does. It does.
It's not just uphill. Nope, that's a hill. When you're pulling a Barca Lounger that's 120 pounds, did you say?
115, yeah.
115. That changes perspective pretty quickly.
It does. It does. I will say that it was a good thing. There was one day in particular, I was in central Mississippi, and it was just hill after hill after hill. And if I'd had a swear jar on the front of my bike, I would have probably gotten another Paul Harris just that day, because I know I had lots of choice words, and it's a good thing that nobody could hear me at that point.
Well, so you've got another ride that you're training for, and you're getting ready to do. Where is that ride going to?
Okay, so that one is going to be to Calgary. And again, it's for the Rotary's International Conference. And that'll be in, June of 2025 is the conference. I will probably leave 2 months early because this is going to be a 2,000-mile ride. Now,
wow.
My previous two rides were 1,700 combined, so... So this one's going to be a real challenge. Plus, it's about a mile uphill from where we are here in St. Louis to Calgary.
That's a challenge.
So it's going to be a good one. We are going to make the rickshaw a lot lighter. I hate to lose the comfort because it is the Barca Lounger is incredibly comfortable. But if I'm going to survive this ride, I have to make it a lot lighter.
You know, if you were pedaling from the Barca Lounger, I would say so. But no, you're just dragging the... Do you put your bedding and your suitcase and stuff, do you put that in the chair? I mean, that's a lot to take with you. Or do you have people who are going with you? I would assume you're not doing this on your own.
No, I always have a SAG driver behind me in my pickup truck with a trailer and all my gear. When I'm actually riding, it's just me and the bike and the rickshaw. And it's good. It's nice having the truck behind me because, to be honest, we're riding on some roads that can be pretty rough. And this way, it adds a level of safety to the whole ride.
So do people come out and ride with you as you come through the town, or... do people meet you along the way?
With me. We definitely have people meet along the way.
Okay.
We try to let people know where our route is. It's hard to give exact timing. You don't know what the conditions are going to be from day to day. You might have a headwind one day and a tailwind the next, and that can change your mileage considerably. And an average day was usually somewhere between 35 and 55 miles.
Wow, that's a lot pulling that much weight. So is there a way that people can kind of track with you and follow you along the journey?
We are planning on this next trip to use an app called Life 360, I believe it is.
And
it will let people know where we're at. And we love that when people come out and see us and you know, to be honest, you really get, when you do a trip like this, you see the best of humanity and the help we get along the way. We are meeting people all over the place, and they're just, it's been one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life, those first two rides. And I think the third, which I'm hoping will be my last one, because not so much that I will miss not doing them, but I also won't miss doing them. I just would like to see that polio is finally eradicated, and we are extremely close.
Well, maybe you can find somebody to pick up the torch or pull the rickshaw in your honor, because, you know, when you get to district governor, you're going to have to ride all over the district to be able to get to the 50-plus clubs that are all part of that district. So that may be your way to make up for it, as you ride from one club to the next.
Yeah, I did that earlier this year. I did a ride from the northernmost part of our district to the southernmost, which was about 375. And I am relieved that I did not take the rickshaw with me on that, because our district is a very hilly district. again, you don't notice these things when you're driving. First of all, when you're on highways, they flatten it out a bit. But and I can't go on highways. So you discover there's lots and lots of hills on the east side of Missouri.
Well, Ralph,
and some of them are pretty rough.
I appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. I just wanted to share your story. It's such a unique story. You're such a fantastic guy. And I appreciate what you're doing to end polio, because we truly are that close. And it's amazing of what somebody can do if you just get out there and start something. And it sounds like that's kind of where you started. It took on a life of its own, and you've really brought so much publicity to Rotary to end polio now and get us so much closer to the end. So on behalf of everybody who's in Rotary, let me say thank you for the effort. And we're all behind you for 2025. And when I say behind you, I mean I'll be in the truck. I'm definitely not going to be on a bike, man. We'll push from behind.
Well, we'll have to get you into the rickshaw at least once, though, so you can see what it's like.
I do like that. So I'll do a rickshaw ride. I'm all about the ride part. That looks good. Ralph Zook,
we'll
appreciate
you there.
I appreciate you taking the time and joining us on At Your Service.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. That is Ralph Zook. Just a great guy. Great story. It's always fun to kind of find those little human interest tidbits. So I'm glad you got a chance to meet him. There's a lot of interesting people that are in your neighborhood, as Mr. Rogers would say. If you just look around, it's amazing the stories that you can come up with. And I think when you're at a radio show like this with At Your Service, it's really nice when you can introduce some unique people doing some unique things, especially people like Mary and people like Ralph that are doing it for all the right reasons, and they're making a difference in your community. So it's nice to have those opportunities. My name is Mike Elam. We appreciate you spending some time with us tonight. This is At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. If you're taking the long way home, we appreciate you leaving At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Appreciate you letting us cruise along with you tonight. Mark Carter is joining us from St. Louis County Council. Mark, how are you, sir?
Wow, what a day. What a day.
It's been a crazy one. I am glad to find out that your phone died, because I was thinking you were really ignoring me there for a while.
No, I'd never ignore you.
Hey, have you been paying attention to what's going on with the election tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've had our own bit of drama in St. Louis County tonight. We had our council meeting today at 3:00, and we had to clear the room because we had a pro-Hamas and Palestinian group come and disrupt our meeting tonight. So
that was
our excitement. So we got about 10-15 minutes into the meeting, and we got to the first segment, which is our resident comment section, and the leader of this group got up and started railing against us, the council, because we had on our agenda today, we had a resolution to honor Holocaust victims. And we had this last year, and Kelly Dunaway brought it last year, and she, you know, brought it this time. And so the leader of their group started berating her and you know, saying that, you know, the Palestinians should be part of, and a bigger Holocaust has happened on them and their way of life and so on. So then they started chanting. And so we had a room full of people anyway for other reasons. And so they wouldn't quiet down. So Chairwoman Webb told the police to clear the room. And so we stepped out, and it took them a while, about 20 minutes to clear the room. And, you know, everybody had to leave the building and so on. And then we came back and made a motion that we would continue the meeting on Friday and that we would do it online in virtual setting and finish off our agenda, because we had a number of items that we still needed to get through tonight.
What is in the air today? I mean, it seems to be a little bit of everything. Did you see what happened with the Missouri Senate earlier today?
Yeah, I heard all the drama up there as well, and people got their parking spaces moved around and committees reassigned. It's a full contact sport, this politics, you know.
It is. So we're talking with Mark Carter. He's a member of the St. Louis County Council, obviously, from what he was talking about. But he is running for the Missouri Senate. And the gentleman whose seat you are running for, Senator Koenig, lost his chairmanship today. So you're sure you still want to be a part of this Missouri Senate thing that's going on? Because for the last 3 years now, it hasn't really gone well.
For some, it has gone well, and depends on which side of the table you're under and on which issue, you know. And that's the thing about politics. Bring up another issue and the cards get reshuffled and people are on all different sizes and all different sides of an issue by then. So that's why I'm not, you know, nothing's permanent many times in politics. So it has to, a lot of times you just have to wait it out.
So originally when we were going to talk, about what's going on with St. Louis County and finances, which tends to be the topic lately. I mean, you guys have really gone through budget issues where you had, was it a $50 million shortfall originally? And then you...
$42 million, yeah.
$42 million shortfall. Hey. So it's $8 million. Who's counting, right? So
A million here, a million there.
Yeah, eventually you get into real money. And then the story came up. You guys had gone through... you wanted to cut $14 million in this year's budget. The county executive wanted you to cut less. Sorry, had to cough. And so the council ended up coming together and working that out. But then you've got into the whole money with Brentwood, and I'll let you kind of explain that.
Right. The last time I was on a show, we talked about that. Basically, about a little over a year ago, the sales tax from the region goes to Jefferson City, and then they divide it up among counties, and it comes back to the individual counties, and the counties divide it up accordingly to go to the municipalities and how much each municipality gets of sales tax they're entitled to. So it's our job as a county to make those calculations and send out those checks on a quarterly basis. And about a year and a half ago, they sent out a very large check to the city of Brentwood. Brentwood saw it and said, nah, this can't be our check. We don't normally get this big of a sales tax share. There must be something wrong. They took a look at it, and after about 6 months, they said, yeah, that doesn't look right. We'll, you know, give us back what you think we should get back. Well, Brentwood still is holding on to about $1.2 million of that amount, and nobody can decide whose $1.2 million this belongs to. And does it belong to St. Louis County, or does it belong to Brentwood? And the Page administration has been sitting on their hands trying to make this calculation. And I don't know why we've made this calculation for 50 years prior to this, and why suddenly the math doesn't work out for them. So they're trying to work this out and trying to figure this out. But in the meantime, Brentwood conceivably could be sitting on about $1.2 million of our county money that we could be using to pay our bills, or it rightfully belongs to Brentwood, of which time, you know, then they need to be notified of that so that they can pay their bills with it. So it's kind of, the money is sitting in this kind of a no man's land, waiting for a decision to be made on whose $1 million this is.
We're talking with Mark Carter from St. Louis County Council. Hey, can you hang on with me and catch me on the other side of the break? Are you good with hanging on?
Oh, yeah, and I've got a couple other things I want to talk about, too.
Excellent. So we'll talk with Mark and continue this conversation on the other side. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you are listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. We are continuing our conversation with St. Louis County Councilman and Missouri senatorial candidate Mark Carter, who's joining us. Hey, Mark, I appreciate you hanging on through the break. And I got to tell you, one of the biggest pet peeves for my wife are driving around and seeing people who have expired license plates. And I just will never forget when we were driving back from the Cardinal game last summer, and she is smacking me in the arm going, look at that, look at that. I'm like, what? I'm thinking something bad happened on the highway. The guy next to us had an expired license plate from 2016. And she's like, how is he on the road? And I'm guessing that is something that is the reason behind your resolution for these expired plates.
Yeah, and what I'm having, what's happening is that I'm getting probably a call a week, if not a day sometimes, of residents that see plates that are expired, especially these paper plates that are out there, and seeing those that are expired and wanting to know, you know, why are these out there? Why aren't these people being ticketed? Why aren't these plates, though temporary, why aren't they being confiscated? Things like that. And so I've heard this enough times that I decided to do a resolution, and the resolution basically says that we are to encourage the county police and the county prosecutor to get tough on these folks that choose not to pay their taxes and choose not to get nor renew their license plates, so that you know, everybody is you know, equal against the law, and we've got to make sure that everybody is treated fairly, but at the same time, everybody has to pay their fair share. So my resolution is to encourage our police and our prosecutors, because we need both sides of this, to go after folks that choose not to pay their taxes when 95% of us.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're taking the long way home, we appreciate you leaving At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. Appreciate you letting us cruise along with you tonight. Mark Carter is joining us from St. Louis County Council. Mark, how are you, sir?
Wow, what a day. What a day.
It's been a crazy one. I'm glad to find out that your phone died, because I was thinking you were really ignoring me there for a while.
No, I'd never ignore you.
Hey, have you been paying attention to what's going on with the election tonight?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've had our own bit of drama in St. Louis County tonight. We had our council meeting today at 3 o'clock, and we had to clear the room because we had a pro-Hamas and Palestinian group come and disrupt our meeting tonight. So
that was
our excitement. So we got about 10, 15 minutes into the meeting, and we got to the first segment, which is our resident comment section, and the leader of this group got up and started railing against us, the council, because we had on our agenda today, we had a resolution to honor Holocaust victims. And we had this last year, and Kelly Dunaway brought it last year, and she, you know, brought it this time. And so the leader of their group started berating her and saying that, you know, the Palestinians should be part of, and a bigger Holocaust has happened on them and their way of life and so on. So then they started chanting. And so we had a room full of people anyway for other reasons. And so they wouldn't quiet down. So Chairwoman Webb told the police to clear the room. And so we stepped out, and it took them a while, about 20 minutes to clear the room. And, you know, everybody had to leave the building and so on. And then we came back and made a motion that we would continue the meeting on Friday and that we would do it online in virtual setting and finish off our agenda, because we had a number of items that we still needed to get through tonight.
What is in the air today? I mean, it seems to be a little bit of everything. Did you see what happened with the Missouri Senate earlier today?
Yeah, I heard all the drama up there as well, and people got their parking spaces moved around and committees reassigned. It's a full contact sport, this politics, you know.
It is. So we're talking with Mark Carter. He's a member of the St. Louis County Council, obviously, from what he was talking about. But he is running for the Missouri Senate. And the gentleman whose seat you are running for, Senator Koenig, lost his chairmanship today. So you're sure you still want to be a part of this Missouri Senate thing that's going on? Because the last 3 years now, it hasn't really gone well.
For some, it has gone well, and depends on which side of the table you're under, and on which issue, you know. And that's the thing about politics. Bring up another issue, and the cards get reshuffled, and people are on all different sizes and all different sides of an issue by then. So that's why I'm not. You know, nothing's permanent many times in politics, so it has to, a lot of times you just have to wait it out.
So originally when we were going to talk, about what's going on with St. Louis County in finances, which tends to be the topic lately. I mean, you guys have really gone through budget issues where you had, was it a $50 million shortfall originally, and then you...
Yeah, $42 million, yeah.
$42 million shortfall. Hey. So it's $8 million. Who's counting, right? So
yeah, a million here, a million there.
Yeah, eventually you get into real money. And then the story came up. You guys had gone through, you wanted to cut $14 million in this year's budget. The county executive wanted you to cut less. Sorry, had to cough. And so the council ended up coming together and working that out. But then you've got into the whole money with Brentwood, and I'll let you kind of explain that.
Right. The last time I was on a show, we talked about that. Basically, about a little over a year ago, the sales tax from the region goes to Jefferson City, and then they divide it up among counties. And it comes back to the individual counties, and the counties divide it up accordingly to go to the municipalities and how much each municipality gets of sales tax they're entitled to. So it's our job as a county to make those calculations and send out those checks on a quarterly basis. And about a year and a half ago, they sent out a very large check to the city of Brentwood. Brentwood saw it and said, nah, this can't be our check. We don't normally get this big of a sales tax share. There must be something wrong. They took a look at it, and after about 6 months, they said, yeah, that looks doesn't look right. We'll, you know, give us back what you think we should get back. Well, Brentwood still is holding on to about $1.2 million of that amount, and nobody can decide whose $1.2 million this belongs to. And does it belong to St. Louis County, or does it belong to Brentwood? And the Page administration has been sitting on their hands trying to make this calculation. And I don't know why we've made this calculation for 50 years prior to this and why suddenly the math doesn't work out for them. So they're trying to work this out and trying to figure this out. But in the meantime, Brentwood conceivably could be sitting on about $1.2 million of our county money that we could be using to pay our bills. Or it rightfully belongs to Brentwood, of which time, you know, then they need to be notified of that so that they can pay their bills with it. So it's kind of the money is sitting in this kind of a no man's land waiting for a decision to be made on whose $1 million this is.
We're talking with Mark Carter from St. Louis County Council. Hey, can you hang on with me and catch me on the other side of the break? Are you good with hanging on?
Oh, yeah, and I've got a couple other things want to talk about, too.
Excellent. So we'll talk with Mark and continue this conversation on the other side. It's At Your Service. My name is Mike Elam, and you are listening to News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. We are continuing our conversation with St. Louis County Councilman and Missouri senatorial candidate Mark Carter, who's joining us. Hey, Mark, I appreciate you hanging on through the break. And I got to tell you, one of the biggest pet peeves for my wife are driving around and seeing people who have expired license plates. And I just will never forget when we were driving back from the Cardinal game last summer, and she is smacking me in the arm going, look at that, look at that. I'm like, what? I'm thinking something bad happened on the highway. The guy next to us had an expired license plate from 2016. And she's like, how is he on the road? And I'm guessing that is something that is the reason behind your resolution for these expired plates.
Yeah, and what I'm having, what's happening is that I'm getting probably a call a week, if not a day sometimes, of residents that see plates that are expired, especially these paper plates that are out there, and seeing those that are expired and wanting to know, you know, why are these out there? Why aren't these people being ticketed? Why aren't these plates, though temporary, why aren't they being confiscated? Things like that. And so I've heard this enough times that I decided to do a resolution, and the resolution basically says that we are to encourage the county police and the county prosecutor to get tough on these folks that choose not to pay their taxes and choose not to get nor renew their license plates, so that you know, everybody is you know, equal against the law, and we've got to make sure that everybody is treated fairly, but at the same time everybody has to pay their fair share. So my resolution is to encourage our police and our prosecutors, because we need both sides of this, to go after folks that choose not to pay their taxes when 95% of us do. It's just that 5% that we're focusing on.
When is that resolution going to be introduced?
Well, it was supposed to be introduced tonight and voted on tonight, and because our meeting was upset, we're not going to be able to talk about it until Friday.
Okay. So that'll be done on Friday during your virtual session.
Right. And then another resolution I had that was supposed to be on the agenda tonight was a resolution to put our so-called branding. Everybody saw Mr. Page bring out this issue about branding of our county logo and colors and slogan and so on. And it was basically treated with a thunderous applause of one hand clapping. And and so people were like, oh, is this, what is this? You know, so I've done my own polling and talked to people, and people have called me and emailed me and said, this is horrible. Why weren't the residents of St. Louis County consulted on this? And so my resolution is to form a group that will basically put together a competition and select ideas from the community, and we'll give a prize and have the people of the region vote on, say, the top five possible logos or branding, and try to get some buy-in from the people of St. Louis County into the new look and what it should be going for the next, you know, 20 years or so.
So what's going to happen with the amazing $90,000 logo?
Well, like I say, we're saying to put that on pause, and let's see if we can find something better. If the folks that like that want to submit that, you know, more power to them. But I think we need some more choice. That's not the choice of many of the people of St. Louis County, the people I've talked to at least. And even those that are neutral on the issue, the neutral plus the folks that are against it are way higher than anybody that's enthusiastic about it. So it's not a good thing, and we got to get people more interested in this, since it is an important branding and logo situation for at least the next generation.
Talking with Mark Carter from St. Louis County Council, how long have you been on the council now?
It's my ninth year.
Your ninth year?
I'm the longest serving person on the council.
Wow.
I guess I'm the old guy. And so for good or bad. And sometimes they all look to me and they go, what did we do, you know, 3 years about such and such? And so I've got to try to remember what I had for lunch and then decide, you know, what did we do, you know, 3 years ago? So the good thing and the bad thing about being the elder statesman of the council.
Well, I got about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you this because I'm getting ready. April will be my 11th year that I've been on St. Charles County Council. And mm-hmm. I can't remember a time when I think people were more angry. It just seems like mm-hmm. so many people, you had it tonight at your meeting. We seem to see more and more residents that are just mad. And do you see that more, or is this kind of what you've seen for a while?
we've kind of seen this for a while. I mean, I got on during Ferguson and the tail end of Ferguson, and we had some pretty wild meetings after that. And then it kind of everything got quiet, and then we got into the issue with the Stanger administration and the corruption that was happening there. So we started having some pretty wild meetings about that. And then that went away, and then we had meetings over the leadership of our council and what that was. And then about that time, COVID hit, and we started having the crazy COVID meetings.
I guess I should pull that question back, because it seems like you've had a lot more to deal with. Hey, I got about 15 seconds here. I just wanted to say thank you very much for making time. I always appreciate you making time for me, no matter what radio station I'm on. And look forward to your meeting on Friday.
Yeah, it'd be great. And please tune in. We will be virtual. So you'll be able to go online and watch the meeting there on our website.
It's At Your Service on News Talk 1120 KMOX. My name is Mike Elam. We are continuing our conversation with St. Louis County Councilman and Missouri senatorial candidate Mark Carter, who's joining us. Hey, Mark, I appreciate you hanging on through the break. And I got to tell you, one of the biggest pet peeves for my wife are driving around and seeing people who have expired license plates. And I just will never forget when we were driving back from the Cardinal game last summer, and she is smacking me in the arm going, look at that, look at that. I'm like, what? I'm thinking something bad happened on the highway. The guy next to us had an expired license plate from 2016. And she's like, how is he on the road? And I'm guessing that is something that is the reason behind your resolution for these expired plates.
Yeah, and what I'm having, what's happening is that I'm getting probably a call a week, if not a day sometimes, of residents that see plates that are expired, especially these paper plates that are out there, and seeing those that are expired and wanting to know, you know, why are these out there? Why aren't these people being ticketed? Why aren't these plates, though temporary, why aren't they being confiscated? Things like that. And so I've heard this enough times that I decided to do a resolution. And the resolution basically says that we are to encourage the county police and the county prosecutor to get tough on these folks that choose not to pay their taxes and choose not to get nor renew their license plates, so that you know, everybody is you know, equal against the law, and we've got to make sure that everybody is treated fairly, but at the same time everybody has to pay their fair share. So my resolution is to encourage our police and our prosecutors, because we need both sides of this, to go after folks that choose not to pay their taxes when 95% of us do. It's just that 5% that we're focusing on.
When is that resolution going to be introduced?
Well, it was supposed to be introduced tonight and voted on tonight, and because our meeting was upset, we're not going to be able to talk about it until Friday.
Okay. So that'll be done on Friday during your virtual session.
Right. And then another resolution I had that was supposed to be on the agenda tonight was a resolution to put our so-called branding. And everybody saw Mr. Page bring out this issue about branding of our county logo and colors and slogan and so on. And it was basically treated with a thunderous applause of one hand clapping. and so people were like, what is this? You know, so I've done my own polling and talked to people, and people have called me and emailed me and said, this is horrible. Why weren't the residents of St. Louis County consulted on this? And so my resolution is to form a group that will basically put together a competition and select ideas from the community, and we'll give a prize and have the people of the region vote on, say, the top five possible logos or branding, and try to get some buy-in from the people of St. Louis County into the new look and what it should be going for the next, you know, 20 years or so.
So what's going to happen with the amazing $90,000 logo?
Well, like I say, we're saying to put that on pause and let's see if we can find something better. If the folks that like that want to submit that, you know, more power to them. But I think we need some more choice. That's not the choice of many of the people of St. Louis County, the people I've talked to at least. And even those that are neutral on the issue, the neutral plus the folks that are against it are way higher than anybody that's enthusiastic about it. So it's not a good thing, and we got to get people more interested in this since it is an important branding and logo situation for at least the next generation.
Talking with Mark Carter from St. Louis County Council, how long have you been on the council now?
It's my ninth year.
Your ninth year?
I'm the longest serving person on the council.
Wow.
I guess I'm the old guy. And so for good or bad. And sometimes they all look to me and they go, what did we do, you know, 3 years about such and such? And so I've got to try to remember what I had for lunch and then decide, you know, what did we do, you know, 3 years ago? So that's the good thing and the bad thing about being the elder statesman of the council.
Well, I got about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you this because I'm getting ready. April will be my 11th year that I've been on St. Charles County Council. And mm-hmm. I can't remember a time when I think people were more angry. It just seems like mm-hmm. so many people, you had it tonight at your meeting, we seem to see more and more residents that are just mad. And do you see that more, or is this kind of what you've seen for a while?
We've kind of seen this for a while. I mean, I got on during Ferguson the tail end of Ferguson, and we had some pretty wild meetings after that. And then it kind of everything got quiet, and then we got into the issue with the Stanger administration and the corruption that was happening there. So we started having some pretty wild meetings about that. And then that went away, and then we had meetings over the leadership of our council and what that was. And then about that time, COVID hit, and we started having the crazy COVID meetings.
I guess I should pull that question back because it seems like you've had a lot more to deal with. Hey, I got about 15 seconds here. I just wanted to say thank you very much for making time. I always appreciate you making time for me, no matter what radio station I'm on. And look forward to your meeting on Friday.
Yeah, it'd be great. And please tune in. We will be virtual. So you'll be able to go online and watch the meeting there on our website.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.